Good evening. It is December the 24th, Christmas Eve, 2025 in the year of our Lord. And the title for my message is real simple, Why We Light Candles. Two scripture readings, first from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation, increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And my second reading comes from a familiar passage in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels left them and they had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them for this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Why we light candles. It is a long way from Caesar Augustus to Joseph and Mary to the shepherds. And in between we have the angels in the heavens, and it is a long way from ancient Israel to the city of Tonawanda. Or is it? Years ago, a well-known neo-Orthodox theologian by the name of Rudolf Bultmann asked a simple question. Why do we light candles at Christmas and take joy in their splendor? Imagine a world before electricity. Picture your life without electric lights.
When candles were the only source of light after dark in your home, or in a church, or in a school, etc. When you think about it, for all our advancements in technology, there was something warm and inviting by a candlelight dinner, or a candlelight wedding, and yes, a candlelight service for Christmas Eve. Why do we light the candles? Some would say because it's a dark world that we live in. Tonight, this service will be blessed with faces that shine in the glow of our candles. Tonight, there will be children and adults who have little in life, and with some of them crying themselves to sleep because of their poverty. Whether here in the city of Tonawanda, to halfway across the world in London, or to far-fetched villages across Southeast Asia, the world is dark. Why do we light candles? Because we want and we need the light. There's a saying that some of you might be familiar. Better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. That is a motto or saying maybe a fair number of us are familiar with. And it talks about those who want to do good in a world that is indeed dark. I remember from years ago, George H.W. Bush once commented about 1,000 points of light in order to make the world a better place. But even that is not enough to dispel and to drive away the darkness in our world. Maybe after all these years, the Apostle John was correct when he wrote in his gospel that humanity loved darkness rather than light. And that's John chapter 3, verse 19. Certainly, indeed, that seems to be the case. Why do we light the candles? Because the world is dark and we long for light to shine. A couple of years ago, my spouse and I had the opportunity to purchase a Generac generator. And living in upstate New York, and especially in western New York, we are often experiencing windstorms in the changing of the seasons. This is particularly true from the fall season and the early spring season. We have these windstorms that come in and cause all kinds of havoc. About 3 years ago, this area experienced a terrible Christmas blizzard in the year 2022. Many people lost power. Businesses were closed, homes lost their electricity, and that means they lost their ability to heat their homes for many people. And sadly, almost 50 people died in the elements because of this storm. But nonetheless, as it pertains to my family, we decided to invest in a generator, and we had one installed about a year and a half ago. And what a relief it is to know that within seconds, the power will come back on, and the lights will stay on. We come to this Christmas Eve service to experience and see for ourselves the light which lightens the whole world. And that's from the Gospel of John chapter 1. There is something divine within human beings. Human beings who are made in the image of God, that even the most hardened of hearts, the most callous of souls, that begins to warm up to the glow of Christmas candles. We see the lights of the candles and we hear the melody and the message of Christmas carols and we will smile. We see candles because we recognize that light has come to us from outside the darkness. It is a gift from God. The baby of Bethlehem, the light of the world. Because in him we have seen the light, we light the candles. We come drawn to his radiance and to his eternal glory. Why do we light the candles? Because the light shines in the darkness, And 2,025 years later, thank Almighty God, that darkness has not and will not ever overcome it. Amen.